感谢主，我们这次的灵恩会即将要结束。
We thank God that our spiritual convocation is about to finish.
这一节是祷告会。
And the session is our prayer service.
我们最后大概会留25分钟一起来祷告。
And we will pray for about 25 minutes.
信仰的价值，这是我们这一节要来讨论的。
So this session, we will discuss the value of faith.
信仰是一种产业。
Our faith is our heritage.
如果这个产业我们在地上找得到，那信仰的价值就是有限的。
If we can find this heritage in this world, then the value of our faith will be limited.
但是如果信仰这个产业在地上找不到，那我们的信仰就非常有价值。
But our faith would be valuable if it's a heritage that we cannot find in this world.
那到底信仰所要带给我们的产业是什么？
So what is this heritage that faith brings?
我们看出埃及记第六章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 6.
出埃及记第六章。
Exodus chapter 6.
第八节。
Verse 8.
出埃及第六章第八节。
Exodus chapter 6, verse 8. And I bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord.
这里神应许摩西要把以色列百姓带领他们进入他们要得为业之地。
So God here promises Moses to bring them to the land that will be given as heritage.
那神应许的这一块地就是以色列百姓将要得到的产业。
So this land is the heritage that the Israelites will eventually receive.
然后后面又加一句话说我是神。
And he concludes by saying, I am the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是昨天、今天、明天永远不改变的。
Because our God is the God of yesterday, today, forever, a God that never changes.
神的本性不改变，神的应许不改变。
God's character never changes, his promise will never change.
因此这个应许本来就给亚伯拉罕。
So this promise was originally given to Abraham.
叫他要离开他的本地本族父家到神指示的一块地去。
He needed to leave his home, his family, to go depart to a place that God instructs him to go.
那一块地就是这里讲的产业。
And that land is the land that is described here.
那后来神重新对以撒这样讲。
And God also once told Isaac.
也是要把这一块地赐给他。
That he will give him this land.
后来神又向以撒显现。
And eventually he also showed himself to Isaac again.
也是应许要把这一块地给他。
And promised to give him this land.
所以在创世纪里面，亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟，全部整个心都是想要回到得到这一块地。
So the hearts of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph were all with all at this land.
虽然雅各后来到埃及寄居，他还是想要回到神应许那块地。
Even though Jacob eventually dwelt in Egypt, he still longed to go back to this land.
那约瑟死在埃及，他也说要把他回葬到神应许那块地。
Joseph also died in Egypt, but he also put in the request to be buried back in this promised land.
所以这一块地是整个以色列百姓信仰的中心。
So this land is the center of religious faith for the Israelites.
那这一块地就是迦南地。
This land is Canaan.
那圣经里面在描写迦南地，说它是牛奶与蜜之地。
The Bible describes Canaan as a land flowing with milk and honey.
奶就代表丰盛，蜜就代表甜美。
Milk representing abundance and honey representing sweetness.
所以得到这一块 地啊，会带给他们丰盛啊，还有甜美。
So receiving this land will give them peace and bounty.
哦，那这一块地要叫做福地。
And this land is also a land of prosperity.
哦，在这一块地上啊，可以得福。
That one will be blessed being in this land.
可以繁荣昌盛。
And that they can be glorious here.
这一块地又叫做美地。
And this is also a beautiful land.
哦，所以圣经在描写这一块地是非常好的一块地。
So the Bible describes this land as a very wonderful place.
啊，那到底这一块地是什么？
So what is this land?
啊，难道就是真的指着物质那个迦南地而已吗？
Is it actually the physical location of Canaan?
好，我们现在看诗篇的十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 16.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm number 16.
十六篇的第六节。
Psalm 16, verse 6.
请读。
Verse 6. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
这里讲，我的产业实在美好。
So here it says, I have a good inheritance.
这个是大卫做的诗。
This is a psalm by David.
我们一想到产业，就是讲可能在湾区我们有一栋房子，或者说有一块地。
Usually when we talk about inheritances, we may think about the house that we own here in the Bay Area or a piece of property.
当然有一块地，有一座房子，这是感谢神啊。
Of course, we thank God if we actually have a home or some piece of property.
但是如果信仰所讲的是在地上，因为神的祝福给我们多两三栋房子，没有信仰的人也是有的。
But if faith is only pertain to owning multiple homes, then that's actually something that we can have without faith.
所以这里讲啊，我的产业实在美好。
But here it says, yes, I have a good inheritance.
这是一个比较啊，这是非常好的一块地。
So this is an analogy of a very good piece of property.
那如果看第五节，诗篇十六篇第五节。
Verse 5, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
这个地方就讲得很清楚了，神就是我的产业。
Here it states very clearly that the Lord is our portion and our inheritance.
所以信仰是一种产业，那个产业就是指着神本身。
So our faith is our heritage and our heritage is our God himself.
所以就神来讲，当我们信耶稣受洗，我们变成他的财产。
So when we are baptized, we become his property.
那就我们来讲，当我们洗礼了以后，神就是我们的产业。
And for us, once we are baptized, God becomes our heritage.
那神这个产业是牛奶与蜜的。
And this inheritance that we receive is milk and honey.
是美地，是福地。
It is a beautiful land and is a blessed land.
我们来看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言的第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言的第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言的第十章，我们如果看二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22.
箴言第十章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. Verse 22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
这里讲神所赐的福让人富足，不加上忧虑。
So the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
所以神这个产业我们有了神生活会变成很富足。
So once we have the Lord as our inheritance, our life will be very bountiful.
如果我们问或者说到去 Google 一下全世界最富有的人是谁，答案马上就出来。
Now we can easily Google who is the wealthiest person in the world.
但是如果我们回到圣经来看，
But if we look biblically,
世界上最富足的人是谁？
So who is the wealthiest person?
我们会非常的惊讶，最富足的就是你，也是我。
That we'd be surprised to know that it is you and I.
啊，当然有一个条件，就是我们要真的去追求。
Of course, there's the condition that we actually have to seek it.
啊，因为神是你的产业，神也是我的产业。
Our Lord is your inheritance and my inheritance.
啊，而且这个产业让我们富足，不加上忧虑。
And this inheritance will make us rich without sorrow.
啊，如果我们有两三栋房子。
Now, let's say we have a couple houses.
哦，这很富足，但是忧虑很多。
That means that we are wealthy, but that also means we have lots of worry.
哦，比方说最近这一段时间，我们就是开始忧虑了，哎，可能收不到房租。
For example, during this time, we might worry about receiving rent.
哦，那我们大家租过房子都知道，哦，租房子本身呢，没有烦恼。
And those who rent may think, well, there's no worry that comes with renting.
哦，你只要什么问题打电话，房东就会来处理。
That you could always call the landlord if anything's wrong with the house.
所以这样我们就知道，在地上富足啊，问题很多，烦恼很多。
So we know that living in this world, even if we are prosperous, it comes with lots of problems.
啊，所以啊，神这个产业啊，让我们生活很丰盛，但是没有忧虑，这个太好了。
But God as our inheritance.Leads to bounty without sorrow. That is wonderful.
哦，在地上我们要富足，有的是因为我们的上一代很富足，所以自然就传给我们。
In this world, we may be wealthy because we inherited the wealth.
哦，但是有的是我们本身要很努力的去拼自己赚来的。
For others, they have to struggle to achieve wealth.
哦。甚至夫妻两个人为着要买一栋房子，哇，真的是省吃俭用，认真的上班。
Some couples have to work hard and scrimp and save in order to save the money to buy a house.
所以要有一个产业，真的要付出很大的代价。
And there's a great price to pay to even gain one inheritance.
啊，但是我们要得到神这个产业，啊，最重要就是要来接受主耶稣基督的救恩。
But if we want to receive God as our inheritance, then we need to first receive Him as our Savior.
啊，那我们就能够跟神建立亲密的关系，神就变成我们的产业。
And once we establish an intimate relationship with Him, He will become our heritage.
啊，那主耶稣来世界上传福音，啊，他第一个讯息是什么？
Why did Jesus Christ come to this world to preach the gospel?
啊，第一个讯息哈，就是
What is his message?
啊，就是天国近了。
The first message is that heaven is near.
哦，这个天国也是神的国。
Heaven is God's kingdom.
哦，主耶稣来到世界上，把天国从天上带到人间。
Jesus Christ brought heaven into this earth when he came into this world.
啊，主耶稣还没有来之前啊，我们跟神的国是没有份的。
Before Jesus came, we had no part with his kingdom.
哦，所以非犹太人都叫做外邦人。
So all Jews were considered Gentiles.
哦，所以这个跟神给亚伯拉罕应许是没有份的。
And they had no part in Abraham's promise.
哦，那现在借着信的主耶稣，我们能够来得到神的国。
But now we can receive God's kingdom through our belief.
哦，就能够得到这个产业。
And we can receive this heritage.
哦，这实在是神给我们极大的恩典。
This is such a great grace.
哦，那这个神的国带给我们富足。
So God's kingdom will give us bounty.
好，但这个富足到底代表什么？
This wealth, but what does this wealth represent?
啊，这个富足啊，是地上找不到的。
This wealth is something that we cannot find in this world.
所以。信仰是无价的。
So that's why faith is priceless.
啊，我们现在看啊，约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
啊，约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14. John chapter 1 verse 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
啊，这个地方讲道成肉身住在我们中间。
Here it says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
这个就是主耶稣啊，神成为人来住在我们中间。
So that is God becoming man to and living amongst us.
啊，那充充满满有恩典跟有真理。
And it is, and He is full of grace and truth.
啊，所以啊，在神里面，这个产业，这个富足，就是指着恩典跟真理的富足。
So the wealth that we have in Christ is grace and truth.
啊，当然，第一个恩典就是赦罪的恩典。
Of course, the first grace is that He can remit sins.
啊，把罪拿掉，让我们跟神建立啊正常的关系。
And so that we can establish a relationship.
啊，那这个恩典建立以后。
Once we establish this grace,
啊，我们在神的国里面啊，就可以体会到啊，生活上神的带领，神的供给。
Then we can experience God's guidance and provision in our life.
啊，所以主耶稣说，先求神的国、神的义，你生活的需要都要给你。
That's why Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you."
啊，那如果只有这样，也不一定要信耶稣。有的人没有信主，他生活也没有缺乏。
But if that's it, it's still not enough for us to believe in Christ because there are people who don't lack anything and they don't believe in God.
哦，但是有一种是钱买不到的富足。
But there is something that money cannot buy.
我们看罗马书十四章十七。
Turn to Romans chapter 14.
十七节，罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
啊，这里讲神的国在乎公义、和平、喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy.
啊，主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里。
Jesus Christ says the kingdom of God is in your heart.
啊，所以啊，主耶稣说要先求神的国，这是我们的本分。
So it is our right to seek His kingdom.
啊，求神的国降临在我们内心。
We should seek that His kingdom to reside in our heart.
啊，神完全充满住在我们里面。
And we should have Him fill our hearts.
那这样，第一个我们就有公义。
Then we will have righteousness.
啊，公义是什么
？What is righteousness?
就是在神看起来是对的。
It means being right under the eyes of God.
哦，就是没有罪。
It means being sinless.
啊，罪不能够控制我们。
That sin has no power upon us.
哦，那公义的果效就是平安。
And the fruit of righteousness is peace.
哦，平静安稳。
That we will have peace in our life.
没有忧愁，没有害怕。
We do not worry and we do not fear.
哦，那公义另外一个果效就是和平跟人之间的和睦。
Now, the other fruit of the righteousness is peace, as in that we have peaceful relationships.
啊，因为主耶稣是和平的君，当主耶稣住在我们里面的时候，我们跟人就和睦了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. When He lives in our hearts, then we will have good relationships.
啊，那当我们心里有公义，神住在我们里面，啊，我们祷告很容易被圣灵充满。
If Jesus Christ is living in our hearts, then our hearts will be easily filled with the Spirit.
那这个就是喜乐。
And that will give us joy.
想想看，如果一个人的生活没有罪，很平安，跟人很和睦，充满着喜乐，这是什么生活？
So just think about it. If a person lives a life that is filled with peace and joy and harmony with others, what is that?
这个叫做在地如天。
That is living heaven on earth.
啊，所以在地如天可能不可能？可能。
So is it possible to have heaven on earth? Of course.
啊，因为神已经应许啊最好的产业给我们。
God has already promised the best inheritance for us.
就是神本身或者神的国啊进到我们里面。
God promises to have His kingdom and to have Himself live in our hearts.
这就是信仰的价值。
That is the value of faith.
哦，所以我们在面对环境的改变。
So when we encounter changes in our environment,
只要我们内心有神的国充满公义，
平安喜乐是不会改变。
哦，公义平安喜乐是不会改变的。
then the righteousness, peace, and joy will not change.
哇，这是太可贵了。
That is so precious.
啊，所以主耶稣来给我们充充满满有恩典。
So Jesus Christ comes to fill us with grace.
啊，再来，他要带给我们真理。
And he will bring truth.
啊，那为什么真理这么重要？
And why is truth so important?
啊，因为这个真理啊，就是神本身。
Truth is God himself.
啊，所以当我们在真理上啊，认识越来越清楚，我们对神啊，就啊，越来越认识。
So the more we come to know the truth, the more we come to know God.
啊，那认识神的知识增加之后啊，我们就有智慧。
And wisdom comes from knowing God.
啊，所以每一件事情集中的答案啊，就是真理。
The ultimate answer to everything is the truth.
啊，什么是人？
What is man?
啊，什么是生命？
What is life?
啊，什么是婚姻？
What is marriage?
啊，什么是家庭？
What is family?
啊，什么是富足？
What is bounty?
啊，所以我们认识了真理之后，我们都有一个最后的答案。
So once we come to know the truth, we will have the ultimate answer.
那这个就是让我们的一生啊，活在智慧里面。
And it will allow us to live in wisdom.
啊，所以啊，神啊，这个产业让我们富足，第一个就是在真理跟恩典上富足。
So the heritage will give us bounty for in grace and in knowledge.
啊，那在哥林多后书里面啊，如果我们看哥林多后书。
Now, 2 Corinthians,
第一章,
chapter 1,
啊, 哥林多后书的第一章,
2 Corinthians chapter 1,
啊, 12节,
verse 12,
啊, 请读,
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12 says, For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not the fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly towards you.
啊，这个地方讲，我们在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
That we are living not by fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
啊，因此做了我们应该做的本分，我们就没有忧虑。
So once we do what we are capable of doing, we don't have to worry anymore.
因为神会用他的恩典来补我们的不足。
Because God will use His grace to fill our shortcomings.
啊，因此。我们在主里面、啊、主耶稣说劳苦担重担可以到我这里让 我让你得安息。
So all those who labor, come to me for I will give you rest.、
啊、他怎么让我们得安息
?How does he give us rest?、
啊、就是用他的恩典、啊、来补我们的不足。
By using his grace to make up for our own shortcomings.、
哦哦、这是第一个富足。
That is the first, bounty.、
啊、我们有了这个产业我们就很富足。
And when we receive this inheritance, then we will be full of abundance.
好，我们现在要看啊，哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
啊啊，哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
啊，第九节。
Verse 9. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
啊，第十节。
10.And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power.、
啊、这个第九节是讲主耶稣。
So verse 9 speaks of Jesus Christ.、
啊、第十节是讲神对我们的应许。
Verse 10 speaks of God's promise for us.
什么叫做丰盛的生命
?And what does it mean to live a life of abundance?
就是主耶稣的生命。
It means to live the life of Jesus Christ.、
啊那主耶稣的生命为什么是丰盛的
？So why is the life of Jesus Christ an abundant life?
因为神本性的丰盛，神丰富的本性哦，他用有形有体的把它活出来。
It is because and he dwells all the fullness in his body.
神看不见。
We can't see God.
但是我们看主耶稣的生活，就可以看到神的本性。
But we can see the life of Jesus Christ and we can see God's character through that.
这个叫做丰盛，有丰盛神的本性。
That he has an abundant nature.
好，那第十节就对我们的应许。
Now, verse 10 is our promise.
啊，你们在他里面也要得的丰盛。
That you are complete in him.
啊，我们在主耶稣里面，我们的生命也要变成丰盛。
Our life will be complete in Jesus Christ.
啊，所以，啊，我们在这个世界上，啊，因为信耶稣很富足。
So we may be very abundant in our lives because of our belief in Jesus Christ.
就是能够跟神的本性有份。
And it is because we have a part in the nature of Jesus Christ.
好，我们先看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
啊，彼得后书第一章的第四节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
好，请。
Verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
啊，这个地方讲神给我们又宝贵又极大的应许。
Here it says that he has given us an exceedingly great and precious promise.
第一个是脱离从情欲来的败坏。
That we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
啊 ，lust 啊，这个就是罪的本性啊。
And lust is a nature of sin.
啊，神要帮助我们把罪性拿掉。
God will help us remove our sinful nature.
那再来就是跟神的本性有份。
And we will have a part in God's nature.
啊，所以人的尊贵不在乎用外面来包装自己。
So we don't need to adorn ourselves.
啊，用外面物质的东西来包
装。Through external wealth.
啊，人的尊贵是要恢复到还没有犯罪的亚当那个情况。
Our value comes in us returning to our true selves before we sinned.
因为他是用神的形象造的。
Because it was created in the likeness of Christ.
哦，那主耶稣要让我们跟神的本性有份。
Jesus Christ wants us to have a part in God's divine nature.
所以到最后，我们又把这个神的形象又把它活出来。
So that we can live out his likeness.
这就是人的尊贵。
And that is our value.
这个也是人的价值。
And that is what makes us valuable.
这是在信仰以外我们找不到的。
And it is something that we can't find outside of faith.
所以信仰是无价的。
Faith is priceless.
哦，太宝贵了。
It is too precious.
哦，它要改变我们的罪性。啊，让我们能够有丰盛神的本性。
It will change our sinful nature so that we can live in His divine likeness.
啊，那第三个。
Three.
啊，我们现在看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
啊，彼得后书第一章的十一节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11.
请。
Verse 11. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
啊，这个地方说我们要丰丰富富，能够进到主救主耶稣基督永远的国度。
Here it says that we will be supplied abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
啊，那这个进到耶稣基督永远的国是什么？
So what does it mean to enter the everlasting kingdom?
就是天国。
That's heaven.
哦，所以这里就是告诉我们，我们可以丰丰富富的进天国。
So here it says that we can be supplied abundantly as we enter our heavenly kingdom.
诗篇九十篇，摩西说，我们一生是七十岁。
Psalm 90 talks in Psalm 90, Moses says that our days our years are 70.
强壮是八十岁。
And for some, it may be 80.
啊，那其中是劳苦跟愁烦。
But it is filled with labor and sorrow.
那活了七八十年就转眼成空，我们就如飞而去。
But in a flash of an eye, it turns to nothing.
啊，所以我们人是空手而来，到最后是空手回去。
So empty-handed we come and empty-handed we leave.
啊，人的出发点是从零开始，人最后的结束点也是零。
So we come with nothing and we leave with nothing.
啊，但是当我们找到了信仰，
But once we find our faith,
我们出发点是零，
Then we may begin with nothing,
跟大家都一样，
Like everybody else.
但是我们的结束点不是零，
But when we end, it will not be nothing.
因为这里说要丰丰富富进天国，
since we will abundant, we will enter the kingdom of God with abundance.
所以摩西跟以利亚跟主耶稣在变貌山上显现。
So when Moses and Elijah appeared in the mountain of transfiguration,
啊，你看他们两个跟主耶稣在天国享荣耀。
They were able to share in the glory of God.
哦，那比保罗要离世之前。
And before Paul passed,
说从此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He says that he has a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
啊，那个公义冠冕就是天上的荣耀，天国的永生。
And this crown is the glory that is in heaven, this everlasting life.
有的像太阳，有的像月亮，有的像星星。
Now some will be like stars, some will be like the sun or the moon.
啊，所以信仰是一块产业。
So our faith is our heritage.
有了这一块产业，我们就很丰盛。
And with this heritage, we will be about, we will be full of abundance.
啊，第一个在恩典跟真理上很丰盛。
We will be bountiful in our faith and in our great in grace.
第二个
，second，
我们有丰盛神的本性。
And we will be filled with God's likeness.
第三个
，three，
我们在来世。能够有丰盛神的荣耀。
And we will be filled with his glory in the coming days.
那这是富足不加上忧虑的。
And so this is abundance without sorrow.
哦，所以我们对信仰了解越多，人活得越久，我们越发现，啊，真的，信仰是非常宝贵的。
So the longer we live and the more we come to know our faith, the greater we see the value.In faith.
我们不但我们本身要持守这个产业，我们要把这个产业传给我们的下一代。
So not only should we hold on to this heritage, we also need to share it with others.
啊，我们现在看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
啊，诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
啊，第十六节。
Psalm 90, verse 16. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have been evil. 16. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children.
这里讲你的作为向你的仆人显现就是我们这一代，然后你的荣耀向他的子孙显明就是我们的下代。
So let your work appear to your servants as in us, our generation.And your glory to their children, which is the next generation.
啊，所以摩西求神，让我们这一代对神有体验，也让我们的下一代对神有体验。
So Moses prays that our current generation can experience God, and our future generation can also experience God.
因为有时候我们对神的这个信仰是理论上的，是观念上。
Because sometimes our understanding of God is a scholarly understanding.
啊，神不一定真的是我们的神。
Our God may not be actually be our God.
一直到我们对神有体验，神就变成我们的神。
God can only become our God when we experience Him.
啊，那我们的下一代对神有体验，啊，我们的神就变成他的神。
And our God will be our next generation's God once they experience Him.
所以我们要为下一代祷告，求神让他们对神体验越来越多，所以他能够一生抓住神。
So let us pray for the next generation that they can experience God and hold on to Him.
那不但我们这一代很富足，他们那一代也很富足。
That way, they can be bountiful as well as us.
啊，这是我们在教养子女最重要的一点。
This is the most important point when it comes to raising our children.
把我们的产业传给他们。
We need to pass on our heritage to them.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
And we shall now kneel down to pray.